Good morning and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. Thank you for listening. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light. Good morning again and welcome. My guest today, Alicia Whittle, is an author whose background as an administrative assistant required business writing. Residing in several different locations due to her husband's Air Force career, along with their RV travels after his retirement, afforded Alicia inspiration for character development and ignited her interest in writing fiction. Her debut novel, Dead Ringer Cowboy, released last year and is the first in a series. Good morning, Alicia. Welcome to Step Into the Light.
Good morning, Patty. Thank you for having me.
It's such a blessing to have you, Alicia. I loved your book, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, would you tell us, were there childhood experiences that influenced your desire to be an author? Is this something you thought about when you were young? Were you the type of student that couldn't wait for the essay assignment, or did your writing interest come later in life?
Well, I have to admit, in high school, I always enjoyed English. That was one of my favorites. Speech class, not a lot, but I did enjoy English. I think my oldest sister was my greatest influence. When I finished high school, I didn't have the immediate opportunity to attend college, so she encouraged me to get into the secretarial field. And as you mentioned, I was an administrative assistant for various corporations and the federal government. The things I did publish during that time when I was working full-time was an RV blog. I did a secretarial manual for a pizza company headquarters, and I wrote a jewelry company training resource. So I always enjoyed the business writing, but it never really occurred to me to make a career of writing. So later in life, after I retired, I decided, gee, maybe I should give this a shot. Of course, watching cowboy TV shows on Saturday morning was a big influence on what I write today.
Let me tell you, Alicia, that's two interests that we have in common. First of all, I also worked for the federal government. I was in nursing,
wow.
And I worked for the Veterans Administration. So I got to write and rewrite policies and procedures and things like that. So I know what you're talking about. Some of it was kind of boring, but I always enjoyed putting just the right words in there. And when it comes to Saturday morning and Westerns and cowboys, oh my goodness, we could talk about that for this whole interview, Alicia. My favorite was Gunsmoke, and to this day, I still watch my Gunsmokes on reruns, and I actually went out to L.A. and met Jim Arness in person twice, so yeah, I'm really into the Western thing.
Oh.
When did you actually launch your writing career?
After retirement, or what I call after retirement, so that gives you an idea how old I might be. I have been with American Christian Fiction Writers for about 10 years now. I've been involved with them, but I didn't publish my very first book until this last year, till September 2022. That was, I guess, my launch, I guess you would say, and I was very excited about it.
For one thing, you're ahead of me because I've been with ACFW for 20 years, and I barely published my first one in November of 2022. Did you self-publish or did you go through a publishing company?
I did self-publish. I had tried over a period of time to try to secure an agent, but it's very difficult with the publishing industry right now to find an agent. They are just swamped, and I think self-publishing gives you a little bit more freedom. It gives you more work. There's marketing involved, but I did self-publish.
Well, so did I. So did I. So I thought that we were on the same page with that. And yeah, I agree with you. It's the marketing that's very difficult. And marketing is a tough thing. So tell us about Dead Ringer Cowboy. This was a fun story. Tell us enough to make people want to buy it without telling us too much.
Well, I will try. That may not be my best forte, I guess you'd say. The idea for the book actually hit me. I was studying my husband's profile one day, and I got to thinking, women are first attracted to men by their appearance. We are drawn, you know, with that physical look. And yes. That kind of gave me an idea. What happens in my book is that my main character, Madeline, she actually loses her husband in his 40s to a massive heart attack, which, yes, that's a rather sad thing to have to experience. But a couple years later, her daughter talks her into going on vacation and to think about getting out of her mundane routine. She's in a good routine, but her daughter thinks she needs a change of scenery. So she meets this gentleman called Clint Remington, who's a rancher. And the reason he's staying at the lodge that she's at, the lodge is also a working ranch. There's fires in New Mexico, so he is sheltering his prized horses there while his brother is back at the ranch and they're helping other people fight the fires. So that's kind of interesting, but the thing is that he turns out to be the exact lookalike of Madeline's deceased husband. So if you put yourself in that position, what would you do? Would your attraction be there? Would you avoid that person? So I took it from there and had her kind of have to deal with that situation. And of course her adult daughter is a little shocked over his appearance too. The story takes you along a journey with the two of them, because the other part is that Clint has sworn off relationships. He had two difficult past experiences in his life. So to bring these two people into a journey of attraction is what my book is about. And I don't know if that's enough to entice anyone to want to pick it up, but I thought it was rather interesting that two people, which I guess you could say middle-aged, people don't think of 40s and 50s, I guess so much as middle-aged, that they could be attracted to each other and have to deal with Madeline's side of the story, where Clint looks just like a twin of her husband, her deceased husband. So I guess that kind of sums it up for me, yeah, to tell a little bit about the book. I don't know if that entices people. I would like to have it entice people to look into that.
Well, I enjoyed the story, Alicia, and I have to admit, I guess I was pretty naive, because when you, I think it was probably on ECFW, and you kind of put out your little blurb there and said, hey, would somebody be interested in reviewing this book? You used the word doppelganger. I'd never heard that word in my whole life, so I had
doppelganger.
What you were talking about. Yeah. There you go.
Doppelganger is a German word, and it means look-alike or duplicate.
Yeah, I finally got that, realized what you were talking about, but I thought, wow, is that a common word that everybody knows? Because I sure didn't. But I enjoyed the fact, and maybe would you tell us, when people start to write romance, their first thought is usually young and 20s, but did you think it was more fun to write people that age than it would have been to write young people in love? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think part of it, and this may sound very funny, but or maybe not, but I think at my age, I kept thinking, could I remember back that far when I was in my 20s? But I thought this might interest baby boomers, and that's why I picked that age group, because women that are senior like to read romance too, and I think they enjoy reading about the first loves, you know, where the younger characters are represented in the book. But I also wanted women to be encouraged about middle-aged romances or second chances in life. I think these stories need to be told. There are so many people today, well, you read about divorce statistics too, and I'm not going to comment one way or the other from a Christian viewpoint on that. That's only for your listeners to think about. But there are a lot of people out there that are single parents, and they may be looking for that second chance in life, and I thought this would be encouraging for them. That would be an encouragement for them. One of the things I forgot to add when I was telling you about the story, I just recently received the Literary Titan Book Award for Dead Ringer Cowboy. So I'm very happy to receive a book award for this book. So I wanted to add that also.
Well, Alicia, that's amazing, and congratulations. That is absolutely wonderful, wonderful news. You may have mentioned that at our meeting the other day, but being on Zoom, we couldn't hear what the people that were in person said. I couldn't catch it when people were talking about their member news. So, well that is really exciting.
Thank you, Patty, but actually I didn't find it out until after the meeting, so I won't announce it until next month.
Well, that makes sense.
I found out when I got home, and I hadn't opened my email earlier that morning, but I did want to add that. I was very excited when I read the email. So.
Oh, my goodness, I guess so. That is wonderful news, just wonderful.
Thank you.
Getting back to what we were talking about with the age thing, I actually sold a copy of my book yesterday to a lady at a farmer's market here in town. I told her, I said, these characters are, actually, he's an author. The husband is an author. That's why we get into a conversation. But I told her, I said, my characters, it's a romance, but my characters are old. And she was telling me, she said, you know, I have a good friend. And I believe she said she was 76 and she met a gentleman who was 78 and they were recently married. And I thought, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool. So, yeah, there's plenty of readers out there, and there's people that like to read about the older generations, and it gets a little bit – and like you said, would I be able to remember what it was like when I was 19, 20 years old? Probably not. So I think it's kind of fun to write about the older characters. We'll take a break here where I remind listeners that you are listening to Step Into the Light with host Patty Sheen here on Blog Talk Radio. My guest today is author Alicia Whittle. Alicia's debut novel, Dead Ringer Cowboy, released in September of 2022. If you would like to listen to this episode again or hopefully refer it to friends and family, it is available on Archive. The most current 5 episodes can be found on the homepage at pattysheen.com. That's spelled PATTISHENE. The Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the page will give you access to archived episodes. Under each episode is a More Information tab that provides links to guest websites, social media, and other resource information. Let's return to our interview with Alicia.
Yes.
So, Alicia, there's a lot of romance out there, and sadly, a lot of it does not have much to do with any kind of Christian living. How do you incorporate your faith into your writing?
Well, I think a lot of times when I have a story idea, that's how it starts with me. Usually it starts with characters or a situation. I believe the Holy Spirit gives me verses that apply to the characters from Scripture. And very often it's while I'm writing. Sometimes it's before. And I also write concepts too from scriptures that have spoken personally to me. So that's why I have tried to incorporate that into my books. I believe that the books that Christians write, especially in romance, are about the depth of the relationship, about the persons involved. The physical is always there. That's always going to be in a relationship or in a marriage. And I just don't feel that that's something you have to doesn't have to be foremost in the book. I believe that two people coming together is more than that. And that's what builds, I believe, also strong relationships, strong marriages. So once you get past the conflict in the beginning, then, you know, you can find the depth of another person's character. And I believe that's the way God wants us to see each other, whether it's a man and a woman, or whether it's friendships, or even with our children. But that's kind of how I feel like my faith kind of flows into my writing.
Yes, well, I thought that you did very well incorporating faith into the story without being what we call preachy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what do you hope readers will take away from the story? If someone were to ask you, what is your main theme? Is it forgiveness? Is it, what are some others, trust? What would you say?
Actually, I kind of feel it's encouragement and hope. I think, especially when it comes to love, I think a lot of people may be discouraged in their life, especially when it comes to relationships. You know, the younger generation uses different, you know, media connections to try to find the right mate. But sometimes I think God works in interesting ways to bring people together. And we have to wait on him. I hope that people find in this story, again, the encouragement and hope, and maybe give a little light in their life while they're reading, especially good inspirational books to me. And I try to read as many as I can get my hands on.
Yeah,
I think it's helped
too.
Us see beyond, beyond the mundane and the difficulties that face us every day. Yes, books can be an escape, but they can also lift us up. And I kind of hope my book will, like I said, encourage people who read it, whether it's a man or a woman, and give them a little hope. That's kind of what I wanted my book to do, and to have fun. I guess fun is a good thing in reading a book.
Most definitely. Well, something that really stood out for me in this story that I would like to share with listeners, I thought that you did a great job of helping Madeline through the struggle of moving on with her life. And I think that is something that many widows experience. They, of course, they still love their deceased loved one, but they have a hard time, I believe, accepting the fact that maybe God has something else for them.
Yes. I agree.
So I just wanted to share that with listeners, that I thought you did a great job with that, because she was quite young. Well, what, 40-some when her husband passed away.
Right,
and
she
really struggled with that guilt of, oh, am I being disloyal to Mark because I'm falling for this other man? And I thought that was a very strong theme in there, and that you did a very good job with it. So I just thought I'd throw that out there for that's my two cents about the story, in addition to the fact that it was based on cowboys and, oh yeah, that's my thing. I really enjoyed it. Well, Lisa, your writing is somewhat inspired, you said, by you did some Air Force travels with your husband, and you've been RVing. So what is the most fascinating place you have seen in your travels, if you could pick one or two?
I can pick one, but before I say that, I want to encourage any listener out there who is considering RV, if you are married, you not only have to love your spouse, you have to like them, because you are living in about 300 square feet on the road, depending on the size of what you're traveling in. And plus, we had two dogs at the time, and I would just like to have you kind of dwell on that, if that's in your future, or even if you're doing that right now. I'll go along with your question next. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get too far off. I didn't travel as many places as my husband did during his military career, because he was what they call TDY, which is temporary duty for those who are non-military and away from home or where we were stationed, whatever base my daughter and I lived at. And I think personally, when I really, really look back on our travels everywhere, I think one of the most beautiful places that really stood out for me was Switzerland. That country is so pristine. To me, it was as if God just recently created it. It was so beautiful. It had a freshness and a cleanliness to it that I had never experienced in life, and I still haven't. I mean, that to me, that's how it stood out for me. I remember sitting and drinking hot chocolate on a cool autumn day and looking out over the Eiger. It was stunning. It was just literally breathtaking. And of course, the Alps are much higher than our Rockies, and I do love the mountains. But to me, I would say Switzerland. It was breathtaking. It suited me. Now, I'm sure there are many other travelers listening to this, and they probably have other favorite places, but you know, and a lot of people like the beach and the water, but to me, it was Switzerland. I thought it was a gorgeous place. So So that would be my favorite.
I can understand that. I would see where Switzerland would be a beautiful country. I love the mountains and I love winter, so I'd probably
mm-hmm.
be right in my element there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'll ever do international travel again. I did go to Israel back in November with a church group, and I have a son in the UK who I haven't even been to visit, and he's been there for over 10 years now. But
wow.
When I was visiting my sister, we were talking about how if we really were going to do a lot of travel, Alicia, to be honest, I would love to travel our United States national parks. There's probably dozens of them that I have never seen, and I think how sad, you know, living in this country for over 70 years, and there's so many things that I haven't seen.
Right, right. I could probably travel forever, but, you know, I just felt like I've been blessed to see quite a few places, you know, with both our travels. So for me, I feel real blessed. I just don't know how to explain it to people that don't get that chance to travel.
Yes. Yes. Well, I always thought I wanted to be a traveler, but then when I married my husband, he was not a traveler. I did a little bit of traveling without him, but not a whole lot. Mainly it was to go visit family. But, and you know, the nice thing today, even though I probably won't get to do a lot of traveling like you have, there's so much opportunity. And it's not like being there, I know, but there's so much opportunity today with the internet and videos and all that you can get a pretty good idea of places. So we are fortunate in that way, as opposed to 50, 60 years ago, you know.
Right, that's correct. You can, even if you think back to the 1800s and out west here, it was difficult to get a book with pictures in it. And,
right.
You know, people had to imagine other countries, and but not experience them unless they could travel for some reason. So today we're very blessed. I mean, there's some gorgeous, like you said, videos and things on television, the History Channel, things like that can help people mentally travel if they can't physically do it, which is great.
Well, Alicia, what is your next writing project? If I'm not mistaken, I believe this book was the first in a series of three. Is that correct? And where are you at with that?
Okay. My next book is going to be released in a couple of months, and it will be entitled Natalie's Cowboy. Now, this book follows Madeline's daughter, but I don't think it is quite – it's kind of a series, I guess you'd say, but it's also a standalone. I mean,
yeah.
You could pick up any of the three books and read them without having to read a prior book in the set of three. This story will continue a little bit about her daughter and her daughter's kind of quest for what she wants out of life. Then the following book, and that this one is still in the works, will continue with Cowboys of the High Desert. That's my theme that I have for these cowboys that are running through these three books. So that's what'll be the upcoming book. I don't have a teaser yet for Natalie's Cowboy, other than when I mentioned that it'll follow Madeline's daughter. So I hope that people will be looking forward to that when it hits Amazon. I'm not sure if I'll have it in other venues out there where people can purchase it, but at this point it will definitely be on Amazon.
Oh, very good. Very good. What is your writing schedule like? Are you pretty, do you have a routine down with your writing?
You know, it's really kind of bad. I should be more disciplined, but I don't feel like that I do. But when I sit down to write, it's hard for me to get up and leave my desk. I can sit for like 2 hours on end and just pound out, you know, thoughts and ideas. My schedule is a little bit more erratic, I think, than more, let's say, people who've had careers in writing for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with retirement, I think your thoughts are, well, you know, I don't have to be so disciplined. But I think that for myself, I try to have some goals. I would have liked to have had my second book out a little bit sooner, but I had some health issues that set me back. Plus, we recently went through a move, my husband
yeah.
and I. We physically moved our location, so there were some things that I had to put on hold for a while. And I don't mean that for the listeners out there to sound like an excuse, but life does interrupt and family does come first. So for me, it's, I can set times and I will block out times, and it's strictly to do with writing. To say I do it every day, I would be, you know, fooling people to say that. But I do try to do as much as I can within a week's time. Like I said, I'm hoping Natalie's Cowboy will be out soon, because it should have been out a couple months ago. Right.
That's the nice
right,
thing about self-publishing,
true.
Too, is that you have that flexibility.
This is true. This is true. I don't have someone saying I have a deadline.
Yeah. Alicia, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about your writing life, about your book, that you'd like to...
The only thing I can think of is if you are considering writing, look for a writing group to help support you. There are so many things that are online on different websites, but not everything is going to give you exactly what you need. I've enjoyed American Christian Fiction Writers, and we lovingly call ourselves ACFW. I've enjoyed it
yes.
for years. I've had support. I can get with other authors and grab ideas from them. They've helped me with different things like a newsletter, how to set up a website, things that you may just give up on because you're going to feel inundated by everything out there on the internet. So you might want to search for a group that fits with what you might be considering writing, because that kind of support is just invaluable, and I really am grateful for ACFW encouraging me. And I have to give kudos to my husband, because he is the one that found ACFW for me. But that would be I guess, kind of, yeah, I know. That would be the encouragement I would give to anyone listening who is considering writing, or may think, well, I can't now, but when the kids get to school, I might do that. Or maybe when I retire, I'll do that. Start researching now. Take a little time and find a place that works for you and for what you would like to do, especially if you're considering writing. And in the meantime, enjoy good Christian reading. There are so many wonderful books out there. They're not all romance. We have speculative. We have mystery and suspense. And I would encourage you to pick up a book by a good Christian author and truly enjoy. And I wish you happy reading, all you listeners out there. That would be my words of encouragement, Patty.
Well, thank you so much, Alicia. Thank you for all that you shared with us today. And again, I'm so excited about your award, and I wish you the very best with your future writing endeavors, and may God continue to bless you in your writing.
Thank you, Patty. I appreciate being on your podcast today, and I want to thank all the listeners who have tuned in today.
Listeners, in closing, we all encounter dark periods in our lives to one degree or another. During those difficult times, strive to seek the light, knowing that when we allow it to shine through, it is so much brighter than we remembered. Thank you so much for listening today. If you would like to listen to this show again, it is on archive. Go to my website, which is pattysheene.com. That's spelled pattisheene.com. The most current 5 episodes are found right on the home page. You'll find the Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the page. Click on that. It will give you a link to all the shows we have aired to date. Under each show is a more information tab. Click on that, and you will find more information about our guests, such as website and social media contacts. I can also be found on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest as Patty Sheene. Until next time, God bless you.